We're now coming really close to the end of this program, and I want to say how honored I am that you allowed me to share these thoughts with you, and my heart has been with you all this way. I pray every single night, every morning, as I've been making this program, that I have the wisdom to say the right thing in the right way, to reach you really deep within and help you in your healing process. It means a lot to me that you heal, and I know you can. And I'm hoping to hear great success stories from you. And I think that by this time, since you have gone through so many realizations and have gone through so many exercises and have healed so many different parts of you, your emotional part and your spiritual and mental, and now working with the physical body itself, that you have come to realize and understand and experience in a very deep way that you are greater than just what you see in the mirror. You are dualistic in nature. Yes, you have your human body, and your human body has had experiences that maybe have contributed to some of the health challenges that you are now experiencing and are going to go away, but you're also spiritual in nature. When I say spiritual, that pretty much envelops the mind, the emotions, and your spiritual connection to higher power. Anything that is invisible, intangible, that you cannot see, hear, taste, touch, or smell, falls in that realm, in that domain of spiritual. You are dualistic in nature, and you are conscious. You are a conscious being, and your consciousness does not reside in your head. Have you noticed how consciousness resides everywhere in your entire being? Your toe is conscious. It is as conscious as is your brain. And because of that, we come to the realization that we are formed by trillions and trillions of cells that are all very busily working hard to keep you strong and healthy. Your body, your being, your natural blueprint is that of being healthy. And your cells are busy keeping you healthy and strong. And they're very consciously communicating one with the other, making sure that their job gets done. And when you think about the cells, you think, well, what does make up the cell? The cell is made up of molecules. And the molecules are made up of atoms. And atoms of subatomic particles. And we've heard over and over again, and science keeps bringing to mind more information to validate this, that when we look at the level of the subatomic particle, of the atom even, there is great space in there that almost equates to the kind of space, if you take into consideration size of the macrocosms versus the microcosm, the level of subatomic particles, that space is like the space you find in the universe, between planets and the sun, for example. And this space is the intelligent field that seems to be running who we are as conscious beings. And if there's consciousness at that level, in the microcosm, then there's consciousness in the macrocosm, and there's no surprise why we can project healing to ourselves at all levels and depths, or to others, regardless of location. There are several experiments that when they come together in the way that Greg Braden explains it in The Divine Matrix, can make a lot of sense as to how and why we have the power to influence the quantum field, or the field from where all things come. The first experiment he reported was done by Dr. Vladimir Poponin, a quantum biologist. What was done in this experiment was that they emptied a container, created a vacuum within it, and then the only thing that was left in there were photons or particles of light. They measured the location of the photons And of course, they found that they were completely random inside the container. They were everywhere. This was expected. Then some DNA was placed inside the container, and the location of the photons was measured once again. And what they found was that the photons were lined up in a very ordered way, aligned with the DNA. What appeared to have happened was that the physical DNA had an effect on the non-physical photons. We must remember that if we can't see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, or smell it, it is non-physical or spiritual in nature, and thus photons are spiritual in nature. After that, the DNA was removed from the container, and the distribution or location of the photons were measured again. And what was found was amazing, that the photons remained in that ordered, lined-up way in accordance to where the DNA had been. And the question has to be asked, what were the light particles connected to? Greg Braden says that we're forced to accept the possibility that some field of energy or a web of energy is there and that the DNA is communicating directly with the photons through this energy. The second experiment was done by the military. In this experiment, the donor was placed in one room and subjected to emotional stimulation, consisting of video clips, which generated different emotions in the donor. The DNA was placed in a different room in the same building. Both the donor and his DNA were monitored, and as the donor exhibited emotional peaks or valleys, the DNA also exhibited the identical responses at exactly the same time. There was no lag time, no transmission time. The DNA peaks and valleys exactly matched the peaks and valleys of the donor in time. The military wanted to see how far away they could separate the donor from his DNA and still get this effect. They stopped testing after they separated the DNA and the donor by 50 miles and still had the same result. No lag time, no transmission time. The DNA and the donor had the same identical responses in time. What can this mean? It may mean that living cells communicate through a previously unrecognized form of energy. And this energy is not affected by time and distance. This is a non-local form of energy, an energy that already exists everywhere, all the time. If you recall the story I shared with you about my daughter Sarah Lee feeling under the weather, then it makes perfect sense why at 350 miles away, I, as a mother, could influence the health of my child, even from that distance. There's other books that talk about that. The Secret Life of Your Cells by Robert Stone is an excellent book that has so many stories about just this phenomena. The same holds true about the book The Secret Life of Plants by Peter Tompkins and Christopher Bird. The third experiment that Greg Braden reports on was done by the Institute of Heart Math. And the paper that was written about this was titled Local and Non-Local Effects of Coherent Heart Frequencies on Conformational Changes of DNA. In this experiment, DNA was placed in a container from which they could measure changes in the DNA itself. 28 vials of DNA were given, one each to 28 trained researchers. Each researcher had been trained how to generate and feel feelings, and they each had strong emotions. What was discovered was amazing. The DNA changed its shape according to the feelings of the researchers. When the researchers felt gratitude, love, and appreciation, the DNA responded by relaxing, and the strands unwound. The length of the DNA became longer. When the researchers felt anger, fear, frustration, or stress, the DNA responded by tightening up. It became shorter and switched off many of our DNA codes. The shutdown of the DNA codes was reversed, and the codes were switched back on when the feelings of love, joy, gratitude, and appreciation were felt by the researchers. This experiment was later followed up by testing HIV-positive patients. They discovered that feelings of love, gratitude, and appreciation created 300 times the resistance they had without those feelings. So here's the answer to what can help you stay well. Stay in feelings of joy, love, gratitude, and appreciation. These emotional changes go far beyond the effects of electromagnetics. Individuals trained in deep love were able to change the shape of their DNA. Greg Braden says that this illustrates a new recognized form of energy that connects all of creation. This energy appears to be a tightly woven web that connects all matter. Essentially, we're able to influence this web of creation through our vibration. So what do the results of these experiments have to do with our present situation? What this means is that you are going to put into practice everything you've learned up to this point in time and program for successful manifestation by having a conscious and competent drive towards an outcome that you desire of health that will manifest through time and will have tied into it a controlled and subtle expression of urgency and dire need that considers no option or exception and carries with it the emotions of gratitude, appreciation, and love.